Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The majority of Egyptians are Muslims, respecting Islam. And the minority has its rights reserved even by Islam. They are citizens. They are calling for a civil state, democratic state, which respect religion, respect all religions, and give all the citizens equal rights and duties.
That's Essam El Arian, one of the senior leaders of the Muslim Brotherhood, talking about how the majority of Egyptians want a civil and democratic state. We have always heard that Egypt is a democracy, but how do you have a president for life? He's been there for 30 years, Mubarak. Time for him to go. Yet another way of focusing on the situation in Egypt. Hillary Clinton has underscored some of the reasons that we have supported Egypt's Mubarak in the past. There are a lot of talk radio hosts that are analyzing this. A lot of people calling a lot of talk radio programs, so we'll put them all together. Some of the foreign affairs analysts that have appeared on television as well, we've heard all of that. But yet there is more, because there are protests in the street, a loosely organized movement to drive Mubarak out, fueled by deep frustration with an autocratic regime. Most of the people, if you look around, who are supporting, you look at the faces, even though the fellow who seems to be sort of the agitator is an older gentleman, but most of the people are educated and younger. I was listening to a fellow who was very fluent in English be interviewed by one of the news people that are over there, and he said, "We're not going anywhere until Mubarak leaves." He was a 27-year-old aviation engineer that works in Cairo. So we're going to try to put the situation in Egypt together as it continues to dominate a lot of our conversations on the radio, left and right, talk television as well. We will start this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show with a trip to Mike Slater's California radio program. Here he talks to ABC's Ann Compton about the White House position on Egypt and the Muslim Brotherhood.
Now we can go to the chief White House correspondent for ABC News, Ann Compton. Ann, good morning. How was your weekend?
Hey, good morning from the White House, where they're kind of trying to refine their position on Egypt, but they don't really know what's going to happen next. Over the weekend, the White House said that there has to be an orderly transition of government in Egypt. Doesn't sound like they believe that Hosni Mubarak's going to survive this.
Now, the people protesting in the streets, this has been going on for 6 days now, five, 6 days. Who are these people? Are these just regular people, or are they Muslim Brotherhood? Are they a terrorist organization? Who are the people who are just in the streets protesting?
Muslim Brotherhood is another political party, which, again, has been repressed over the years, and it may be the largest kind of organized party out there. But here's why the U.S. is fearful of that group. It would bring religious Islamic law into the government. What the U.S. has always respected is a government of Egypt or of Turkey, a perfect example of a Muslim state, but it is a secular, non-religious government and non-religious laws, unlike Iran at the moment. So the Muslim Brotherhood is one better organized group, but nobody really has the foothold to take over at this point. So there really isn't any organized political opposition among those who are on the streets. These are people who have basically been tired of the economic deprivation, the political freedom to speak, the onerous laws that have been on them for the last years, and they finally took things into their own hand. I wonder how much the effect that last month when Tunisia, a smaller, much less significant country in the region, its dictator of many years was driven out with street protests, whether this is the kind of spark that could then fly around the tinderbox of the Middle East and cause fires in Yemen, in Jordan, in Syria. It's already been a problem in Lebanon. So it's a worrisome picture, and it's a very complex one.
800-510-8255, ABC's Ann Compton, about the situation in Egypt, looking over some of the pictures These people are talking about how young working class men, sort of scuffed shoes, worn pants, standing alongside women with their full face veils. They are chanting, "The people want to bring down the regime. The people want to bring down the regime." Pretty interesting in contrast. Look at some of the Soviet tanks, some of the U.S.-made tanks that are there at the roads leading into Tahrir Square. The plaza overlooks the headquarters of the Arab League, also the campus of the American University in Cairo, museums and that sort of thing. The tanks and the troops have surrounded the square, but it looks like there may be some weakening of the support of Mubarak. Isn't it silly? I mean, you get right down to brass tacks here. And under the circumstances, yeah, everybody needs to be, the countries need to be left to govern themselves. But with all the influence that we have, why didn't we see this coming and try to talk some sense into Mubarak? It wouldn't be the first time that we bought out or bought off a leader and got him out of there so that we could assure the transition to a Turkey-style democracy rather than an Iranian-style, Muslim-led, even if the majority of the country is Muslim, it's probably not in everybody's best interest. So we say to have a Muslim government. And then there are those who say we ought to stay the heck out of it. We have no business being there. Is this the beginning of the new Egypt? The Egyptians have they have very little food, water. Protests are raging. Nobody wants to. There's no food coming in from outside sources. So it really is pretty much a very interesting time. And the caveat is whether the destabilization of the country makes for big problems for those of us who use gasoline. It's the Middle East, you know. Any time there's a big uproar, it affects the price of gasoline. We'll talk about that in a minute as the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Do mimes make even less sense when you can't see them?
The mime is stuck inside a giant invisible box. Now he's drawing an imaginary door. And now he's opening his imaginary door. And the imaginary door just shut on his fingers. Now he's doing an imaginary cry.
Switch to Geico now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow, I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
The best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup. That rich aroma starts filling up the room. Let me know.
Winter is really heating up at Rite Aid during Winter Rewards. That's right, cool temps mean hot values and prizes with your Wellness Plus card. Like a $20 plus up reward when all your purchases, now through February 26th, add up to $100 or more on thousands of specially marked products. You'll also be entered to win one of over 800 prizes totaling $100,000 every time you use your card. Winter Rewards, now through February 26th, only at Rite Aid. No purchase necessary for sweepstakes. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
Dear Mom and Dad, one thing I've learned in the Army is that when you're lucky enough to get a little time off, you should put it to good use. So I'm taking a moment to write and tell you that I'm fine and doing well. We have good days and bad days over here. We try to remember the good ones and get through the bad ones as best we can. Mostly we have each other, and that's what keeps us going. That and the pride of our commitment to getting the job done, whatever it takes. I miss you all very much and can't wait to get back to life as usual. Please tell everybody hello for me, and that I'll be home soon. And Mom, since you asked, if anyone wants to help, just tell them to contact the USO. You can't believe how much they do for us. With love, your son Michael.
The USO depends on the generosity of the American people. People just like you. To find out how you can help, visit us at USO.org. The USO. Until everyone comes home.
800-510-8255. So what toll does this take on you at the tank and the pump? Here is the Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee Chairman Jeff Bingaman, a Democrat from New Mexico, focused on a sort of a plan that he's working on with the White House to make sure that we have enough energy and not become too dependent. Listen to this. We're not going to become too dependent on foreign oil. His focus is Egypt and the problems there.
Anytime there's a disruption or a potential disruption in international supplies of oil, you see a lot of activity around Washington, and people give speeches and propose various things need to be done immediately. Most of the solutions to our dependence on foreign sources of oil cannot be done immediately. So I don't know. I'm sure there'll be calls for us to ramp up production or whatever, as depending upon how the situation in Egypt resolves itself. But I think the truth is most of the action that could be taken will have to occur over a substantial period of time.
800-510-8255. That's Senator Bingaman. What are your thoughts on our dependence on oil in the Middle East and how this Egyptian thing may pan out? Here are radio host Dan Adams and Brian Gongol talking about the government in Egypt shutting down all the internet services.
There's only four internet providers in Egypt.
Okay.
And they just shut them down.
It's a nation of what? 35, 40 million people?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, there wouldn't be a huge number of them to begin with, the providers. There wouldn't be a ton of them, so.
No. I mean, it's not a huge country by any means. I mean,
it's significant.
Probably
it's
the
large.
Size of Texas.
Well, geographically or in terms of population, I'm referring to the population. 80 million.
Are they really 80 million people?
CIA. Yep, 80.4 million. 16th largest in the world, actually.
So the government over there has
significant.
Been having some issues, and there's a lot of, I've been watching this a little bit on the news, and there are a lot of well-educated, I don't want to call them westernized, but they're kind of more of a modern society now, coming up, but the guy that's been in power for 30 plus years, he just doesn't like this.
Hosni Mubarak.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's shut down the internet.
Yeah.
Now, shut down all communications, actually.
And the problem that we have here in the United States is it the devil you know or the devil you don't? And right now, he's the devil we know.
Yeah.
That's what's going on in Egypt right now. All right. 20.1 million Internet users reported in 2009, making it the 21st biggest user of the Internet in the world, on the planet.
Yeah.
So it's a very, you know, Internet-savvy country, really.
Yes.
Mobile phones, 55.352 million. So 55 million cell phones in a country of 80 million people, that's pretty much like the United States.
That's pretty much everybody has
a cell phone. I mean, you subtract out the kids, and that's it.
Yeah.
Because that's a nation where the number of people below the age of 14 is about 25, 26 million. So, yeah. So pretty much everybody over the age of 14 has a cell phone in Egypt. That's pretty much how that number plays out.
And pretty much none of them can use them right now because the government shut down all communication.
Right. So it tells you.
I mean, think about that, Brian. Think about it. In America, what if that happened in America here?
Mm-hmm.
None of us would be able to get on the internet, would be able to use our cell phone,
mm-hmm.
would be able to watch TV.
It's huge.
That's a blackout. That's unprecedented.
800-510-8255. Authorities shut down all roads and public transportation to Cairo. Train services suspended. All bus services halted. They're shutting down the country. How do we react? Do we care? 21 after on the countdown.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with with two black Berkey Elements for only $209, and the Berkey Guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Hi, I'm Don Wiskin, and have you ever wondered what the garlic cayenne drops could do for you? February is Heart Month, and we want you to find out just what can happen when you take the right combination of herbs designed to maintain our cardiovascular health. Purchase a 4-month supply of Extendivite drops or capsules, plus get a bonus month supply of capsules for only $125 plus shipping. That's 5 months worth of Extendivite for $25 per month. This is a Heart Month special to help get you started on your path to better health and ends February 28th. So don't be left out. Find out what Extendivite can do for you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. We're following your thoughts on Twitter as well and Facebook like they are in Egypt. Wonder if anybody's listening online at DougStephan.com to this program right now over there. We know a lot of people are listening around the world as well. Around the country, get email from people and input, so keep that coming. As we overview this situation, the president made the following remarks. Quote, good evening, everybody. My administration has been closely monitoring the situation in Egypt. I know that we will be learning more when the situation unfolds. Our first concern is preventing injury or loss of life. I want to be very clear in calling upon Egyptian authorities to refrain from violence against peaceful protesters. So the people of Egypt have apparently been doing this right. The protesters rejecting Mubarak's announcement. So is the Obama administration of a new government. Very unpopular. This guy has abused his power and now will pay the price. Here's host Mandy Cannell breaking down the situation with her thoughts about Mubarak, etc.
If you haven't been paying attention to what's happening in Egypt, let me break it down for you of why this is a precarious situation. Let's say that Mubarak steps aside, which I don't think is going to happen until he's dead. I'm just throwing that out there. If he was smart, he would step down, but apparently he has no real, you know. If he stepped down now, this is my thinking. If he stepped down now, he could live in exile, probably in the United States, possibly in Paris, and have a wonderful life. A very comfortable life for a very long time, because he would have stepped aside when the people demanded it, and he would leave with his head held high instead of on a stake. But what we're afraid of here, and by we, I mean anyone in the modern Western world, is that he would be replaced, his regime would be replaced by the Muslim Brotherhood. The Muslim Brotherhood started in Egypt. They still exist in Egypt. This particular protest is not being driven by the Muslim Brotherhood, which is why I don't understand why the United States of America have not said to President Mubarak, it's time to go. It's time to go. I understand the fear that that void would be filled by the Muslim Brotherhood, but self-determination and the ability to guide their own destiny will be the greatest defense against terrorism that we could possibly have, in my opinion. I mean, except for the true believers who are in the terrorist business because they believe that the entire world should be an Islamic caliphate, nothing we can do is going to stop that except killing them. I mean, honestly, let's be real here. The only way to combat that kind of idealism is to kill it. And, you know, there's no other way to deal with it. But how do you create an environment that does not create a breeding ground for such extremism? I think it is self-determination, democracy, allowing economic reforms in Egypt to take place through a democratic process. I don't understand why the president has not been, well, quite clear. Hillary Clinton made the rounds yesterday. And though she called for democratic practices, real democratic, what did she say here? Real democracy in Egypt. She's essentially saying, let's leave Hosni Mubarak in charge while we have democratic reforms. Does anybody think that's going to work? Does anybody think that the guy that the streets of Cairo are full of people protesting against is going to have any real legitimacy when it comes to democratic reforms? Does anybody really think that could happen?
I don't know that Mandy Connell has it right on Hillary Clinton, but we have supported him. She did say that, and now everybody in the administration is backing off, as well ought to be the case. Seeing with this, they're interesting, two stuffed dummies representing Mubarak were hung from traffic lights in the square. On their chests were written, "We want to put the murderous president on trial." It sounds like another Saddam Hussein thing, but Mandy's right. He could get out of there, come to America and live and be happy and count his money. 28 past the hour on the countdown.
The following is provided by News Broadcast Network. February is Heart Health Month. The perfect time to commit to managing changes to get heart healthy. Shirley Dolan, manager of the Betty Crocker Kitchen, says, one great way to watch what you eat and choose nutritious, heart-healthy food options is to cook more meals from scratch. This way, you have more control over the fat and calories in your meal.
A few simple swaps can change your average meal into something better for you. Switch to low-fat or non-fat milk instead of 2% or whole milk. Work more brightly colored vegetables and fruit into your diet. They're rich in vitamins and minerals. Choose whole grain foods such as Cheerios for a wholesome breakfast.
At FeedingDreams.com, you can find family-friendly recipes that can be updated with better-for-you ingredients to help you get heart healthy this month. I'm Bob Fox, reporting.
The preceding was provided by News Broadcast Network.
Winter is really heating up at Rite Aid during Winter Rewards. That's right, cool temps mean hot values and prizes with your Wellness Plus card. Like a $20 plus up reward when all your purchases, now through February 26th, add up to $100 or more on thousands of specially marked products. You'll also be entered to win one of over 800 prizes totaling $100,000 every time you use your card. Winter Rewards, now through February 26th, only at Rite Aid. No purchase necessary for sweepstakes. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
At Better Oats Oatmeal, we asked ourselves, how can we make the world better? Sky bikes that run on hydrogen? The world's biggest snow cone? Or we could just offer the world better oatmeal. So we got to work. We made instant oatmeal infinitely more awesome. Say hello to Better Oats brand oatmeal with 100% whole grain oats plus real fruit and flax. It's hearty, tasty, and comes in 28 varieties like dark chocolate and chai spiced. It's simply better, and we guarantee it. If you don't think so, we'll give you your money back. Go to BetterOats.com for more information and to find a store near you.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stops costly pump outs and repairs and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed, bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The focus on talk radio and talk television, the new media situation in Egypt. What ought to be our play here? What's their play? Are we worried about the Muslim Brotherhood? Are we worried about what's going on in the gas pump? We're talking about that on the talk radio review. Your understanding when we're all done here of what the ABCs are. The world is changing. Thousands of people converging on the heart of Cairo, responding to a call for a million Egyptians to unite in this protest. This has been going on now for almost a week. President Mubarak has been asked to leave after 30 years. Stream of protesters arriving in Liberation Square, they're now calling it. Checkpoints guarded by protesters and the army. And it looks like the army is beginning to have less support, shall we say, for Mubarak. The situation's unraveling. The United States doesn't really know what to do. Would rather have a Turkey-style democracy. Unrest. Who's behind it? Is it Al-Qaeda, the Muslim Brotherhood, all of this stuff? So we'll get to a couple of more talk radio hosts, and then we'll get to your calls at 800-510-8255. Let's listen to talk host Bill Handel talking to foreign correspondent in Jerusalem about this Middle Eastern perception. In other words, we're giving you our perception, the Western perception. What's the Eastern or Middle Eastern perception of these protests?
So give us an overview and your take on this and the Arab world and the Israeli government and what you and your sources perceive what's happening.
Well, big things are certainly happening. I can tell you at the moment there's talk of what they're calling a million-man march on Cairo tomorrow. And there had been reports that I'd been getting from some security sources in Egypt that the military and the police in Egypt were going to clear the streets of all the demonstrators. They were going to brush them off the streets and sort of start clean. Now it appears that President Mubarak, the leader of Egypt for the time being, is telling his own people to negotiate with the demonstrators to find out what they want and to try to cut some sort of a deal with them. He, of course, has already already appointed a vice president as a concession to them. He's thrown out his government and appointed a new government. And at the moment, it's a wait and see. Now, there are several ways that this can go, the most obvious of which is that Mubarak somehow will manage to stay in power, manage to appease these folks. Probably the more likely scenario is that some sort of other dictator who's affiliated with Mr. Mubarak, like Omar Suleiman, who's now the vice president and he was an intelligence chief, it's probably likely that in that case, Mr. Suleiman would somehow take over in a transition period and be able to maintain the reign of Mubarak without Mubarak, however. The other, of course, scenario is that the Muslim Brotherhood somehow manages to seize power through democratic means, much the way Hamas did in Gaza and the way that Hezbollah has done in Lebanon. And that, of course, is the disaster scenario for everybody around the world, Bill.
So what is the take over there? Which of those is likely to take place, at least the thinking in the Middle East and Israel?
Look, I think most folks in Israel would prefer to see Mr. Mubarak stick around. Not that anybody thinks of Mr. Mubarak as a Democrat, not that anybody thinks of Mr. Mubarak as a nice guy who treats his people well. The issue is it's the devil you know versus the devil you don't know. And Mr. Mubarak is certainly a devil. However, the instability that would be created by Mr. Mubarak's regime falling is hard to quantify. And of course, you know, the disaster scenario, the worst-case scenario that people are talking about here in Israel is that you have a regime led by radical Islamists who are, the same folks that spawned Hamas, the same folks that spawned Al-Qaeda, and the same folks that in many ways agree with Hezbollah, they would somehow take power, and they would have at their disposal one of the most modern militaries here in the Middle East, the military that gets about $1.3 billion in military aid every year from America, F-16s, Apache helicopters, modern tanks, and that government could potentially, of course, abrogate the peace treaty with Israel, not only bringing troops back into the Sinai, threatening Israel and changing Israel's entire defense concept, but potentially also shutting down the Suez Canal, which is a major route for goods and a smaller route for oil as well.
All right, I'm trying to follow some of the threads online, the Facebook comments back and forth as I look at this. Here's somebody named Scott who writes, God loves Egypt, and now it's Egypt's turn to have a taste of full democracy, free speech. Let's pray that Syria, Saudi Arabia, and Iran will also be liberated next. Let's see. The next thread is you're living in a dream world. Somebody else says a similar thing happened in Indonesia in 1998. That's because God loves Indonesia. Now the world's third largest democracy behind India and the USA. And then there are some people in Israel who are commenting about this. They're kind of nervous. A lot of negativity about this. And Mubarak is silly, immature, has had it his way too long. And these people, they get the comeuppance. They get what they deserve. Mubarak could have done a much better job if he wasn't so damn greedy and didn't, and we sort of bolstered him. We could have talked to him, it seems to me. I mean, that's second guessing, I suppose. But under the circumstances, these things, all of these people, the common, it's a problem happening over and over and over again. It's all over Africa. There are four or five despots that you could name right now in Africa who have been urged to get out, or they've lost elections. They stay. They have the army with them. And they kill everybody that's opposed to them, that kind of stuff. Egypt's too visible. That stuff can't. And this problem should have been addressed 10, 12, 14 years ago when we saw this guy doing what he was doing to keep power. But because he's so corrupt and his family has become so unbelievably rich, and the people understand this now. They see what's going on with him and how he lives versus 40-45% of the country that doesn't have enough to eat. They basically live on bread. So how long do you think that's going to go on? Is it in the age of information we're in with everybody having a cell phone and on Twitter and Facebook? It isn't going to last. So rather than have it come to this point somehow or other, I mean, let's get real. Be honest. We have the ability to stir all this stuff up. And could have done something about it, whether you think it's those of you who are high and mighty and say, oh, it's not the position of the United States. So now we've screwed up everything else over there. We might as well push somebody like this out and get somebody in that at least the West can control, whether that's right or not. In the real world, that's what happens. And we've lost control because we let this thing go too far. What do you think about that? 800-510-8255. Meanwhile, the Obama administration scrambling to find a way to address the protesting, address the civil unrest, without compromising its ties to the government, although it looks like that's shaking down. There are people, I was reading a story based on a Middle East policy expert named Stephen Cook, working with the Council on Foreign Relations, who said the administration's dual-track policy toward Egypt, which consists of privately pressuring Mubarak to back reform while publicly supporting his going, is kind of it's pretty two-faced and doesn't appear to be working particularly well here. Wouldn't you agree? 800-510-8255. So the comment line is open and ready. We'll get back to the discussion here with your calls in a moment on the countdown.
The shadows start to fade as the light slips through the shade. Another morning sneaking in without a sound. Which aroma fills the air, and really nothing can compare to that first cup of Folgers going down. The best part of waking up is Folgers in your car.
Attention, Hydralyze is currently seeking participants with dark circles and puffy eyes. If you have dark circles or bags around your eyes due to heredity, fatigue, or aging, you are eligible to see results and participate in the Hydralyze trial. Hydralyze was introduced to improve delicate skin around the eyes and now has been shown to eliminate dark circles and bags. It effectively diminishes even dark circles caused by heredity. To participate in the Hydralyze trial and see results risk-free, call 1-800-381-5589. Fragile capillaries around the eye can leak, allowing blood to pool beneath the skin like an ugly bruise. But right now, you can join the thousands of people who have seen their dark circles fade away, watched as bags literally disappeared from view. Participate in the free trial by calling today. If you're serious about getting rid of your dark circles or bags around the eyes, you are eligible to participate and experience results with Hydralyze. Call this number today, 1-800-381-5589. Once more, that's 1-800-381-5589.
If your goal is to lose weight in 2011, then look no further. Our resident doctor, Ken Kronhaus, recommends Metafast, and so have over 20,000 doctors since 1980.
I recommend Metafast to my patients because it's fast, safe, and satisfying. The Metafast meals are scientifically formulated to keep you full and satisfied, and with over 70 meals to choose from, you will never feel hungry. Lose up to 20 pounds the first month. Some of my patients have lost up to 60 pounds.
Here's how to save $50. Log on right now to MetafastKen.com. That's MetafastKen.com. Or call 800-506-4115 and use the code Dr. Ken to save $50. Call right now. Results will vary. Consult your physician before beginning a weight loss program. Call or go online for complete program and discount details. MetafastKen.com or call 800-506-4115.
In times of danger and disaster, in times of peace and times of war, in times of joy and times of pain, in every corner of the world and right here at home, wherever and whenever our troops are called, the USO is there. For their families, for their futures, for the incredible sacrifice they make for all of us, so that someday they can return to the people they love and the things they hold in their hearts. For all of us, it's this simple. We need them, they need us, and we need you. The USO, until everyone comes home. To find out more about the USO and how you can help, visit USO.org.
800-510-8255. Police stations and the governing party's headquarters in flames over the weekend, much of the Middle Eastern nation of Egypt, open revolt existing, the president, Mr. Mubarak, deploying the military, imposing a near-total blackout on communications to save his government, an authoritarian, that's the word used by many of the protesters, defying the curfew. Mubarak's 82 now. He appeared on national television promising to replace the baddies in his government, and he wants to have himself become part of the bigger future of Egypt, so he says. But so far, the angry crowds yelling for him to go have been That noise has been landing on Mubarak's deaf ears, tone-deaf ears. Meanwhile, every gas bag in the world is talking on TV. Is interested in former Secretary of State Kissinger talking about the protests, listening to him and his... You realize how irrelevant he is, or he sounds now, like a lot of these other people. He did a lot of great things when he was in power, but at the moment, I think they got things pretty well figured out. The exodus from Egypt of Americans, very interesting to follow as well. All right, let's get to some of your calls here. Anna is in Connecticut, and you are an immigrant from Egypt, I understand.
If anyone just don't know the history of Mubarak in Egypt and the dictatorship, he came to office after Sadat was shot. And he was a vice president then, and then he got elected as if there was no choice for the Egyptian people to have any other person to represent them. And then for 30 years, the constitution has changed in the time of Sadat. Instead of election for two terms, it became two terms and other, meaning that any president can keep on electing himself. He fudged the election every year. People in the streets that I've lived in do not want him. Every time Egyptians say, I don't know what to do. I can't find food. I can't find jobs. And people like me have to come to the U.S. Others go everywhere in the world in order to find a better future. So for 30 years, this has been the case before even I was born. And now the Egyptian people, for the first time in their lives, no one has ever believed that Egypt would ever do that, because we always go for the government. We always go for the person who rules us, and we always support. But this means people have been living under $2 a day. There are people who have no food. They live in no condition that anyone here would approve of.
Sounds like, Anna, a good reason to be shaking things up there. More from Robert in Milwaukee now on the countdown.
I feel that actually the United States is doing just exactly what we should be doing, which is kind of observing things and seeing where they're going. Insofar as Hosni Mubarak, he's been there for 30 years, and there's absolutely nothing that the United States could do to change that situation, because he's been a friend with Israel and the other countries in that particular area, and the people are upset because of the financial crises that they're having at the current time. However, I don't want to get in this thing about blaming Obama or blaming the Democrats or anyone for anything that's going on in Egypt. We're just going to have to observe things and take our time and be careful about what happens.
All right, being careful is a good idea. Paul, in Florida, with thoughts on the situation in Egypt.
We need to realize what really started this situation. It's a global problem. It's not just a regional problem. We're in a one-world economy now, although people don't want to admit it. If we can somehow find a way for the people to provide for themselves in a way that they feel satisfactory, this problem would have arisen. If there was no economic problem, the people would be fine with Mubarak. It all comes down to how their personal lives are going as far as the economy, the inability to find a job, to find food. In part, that's probably due to government's misappropriation of their funds. But when you overtax the people, they're going to revolt. Mubarak should have saw this coming when they proposed the taxes that they are now enforcing.
Jim in New Jersey, listening to WVNJ.
I really believe that Mubarak is not going to give up, and I think that Mubarak is going to use his military, and he's given the people a warning with the overflight of the jets and the helicopters, which are much more dangerous than the jets. And I think that probably by Thursday, if this is not resolved, that Mubarak will resolve it militarily like the Chinese did in Tiananmen Square. And I think the fact that they want to wait till Thursday is because Friday is the Muslim holy day, and most people observe it, and it would bring a little bit of quiet to the area. But I really do believe that Mubarak is not going to leave, and I think the Egyptian people are really making a mistake in thinking that he won't use his military to stay in power.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Not all protein supplements are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold temperature processed, 100% all natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass pasture raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life-building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps reduce body fat, excellent for building lean muscle, increases energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, sports performance, exercise recovery. Who's it for? Busy people, hardworking executives, students, teachers, active seniors, people recovering from illness, office workers, construction workers, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
46.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. Doug Stephanie here on the Countdown, taking your calls from around the country and actually a few people on the line from various places in the world. Let's get to Emil, though, first, listening up in Nashua, New Hampshire, another Egyptian immigrant sounding off.
The way they are afraid of dealing with the Muslim Brotherhood, it's just like afraid of change. Basically, they every time they get suppressed, they come up with a big radical changes, like Sadat, when he played with this card, he ended up with assassination, and Mubarak, once he pushed him away from power, from the parliament, from a normal democratic society, this is what the end. And the U.S. should not be afraid of dealing with them. I'll give an example. Is Turkey is a Islamic country. They are part of the whole, changes that happen in the region. And we should here start dealing with them, not as a something to be afraid of. This is what is coming in Egypt eventually, unfortunately, or fortunately. This is part of the change that's going to happen, and we have to deal with it, whether we want it or not.
Emil in New Hampshire calling the Countdown at 800-510-8255. You look at the pictures of Mubarak and his face and the expressions. Our president, has put Mubarak on notice that he ought not to use soldiers. There have been a lot of people who've gotten hurt. I'm looking at some of the headlines here. Mubarak's grip on power shaken. Egypt's economy in near paralysis. In crowds, euphoria, no clear leadership emerges. State TV in Egypt offers murky window into power shift. I'm just, again, some of these Egyptian protesters flood into central Cairo. How Egypt pulled the plug on the internet. It really is amazing to see this sort of thing in this world we live in. Next up is someone calling, actually, the countdown from Jamaica. His name is Mark.
You know, I lived in California for about 25 years. And it really pains me to see the young Marines that I met there going over to fight battles that we have no business being involved in. I think the American government, we have this one-size-fits-all approach to democracy. You have to understand that different countries have different perspectives on life and how to live their lives, and we cannot force them into our way of thinking. Another thing is that giving all these foreign aid to the countries that when we have our own problems here in America, and I think we prop these governments up that are not necessarily, who don't necessarily have the country, their own people's interests at heart. And an artificial economy is created where people are born on the system of foreign aid that is not sustainable. We have to rethink our policies as it relates to other countries and allow them to decide what their destiny and their future will be.
All right, sir, thank you for that. Let's go to Rashad, who's listening to the countdown on the internet in Saudi Arabia.
I think that President Obama should stand up and say what it is that Mubarak is. He's a tyrannical dictator who has been in power far too long. And we you know, instead of trying to straddle the fence, he must call it like it is. We cannot put policy over principles. Either we believe in democracy and we want to see it for the rest of the world, or we want to, you know, maintain our policies no matter what, you know, the hell with everything else. We must maintain our, because that's what they're looking for. The people in this part of the country, part of the world, they're looking for leadership from the U.S. based upon our articulated principles. But when we start vacillating on those principles and start putting our policies over those principles, they're confused. You know, and back in the U.S., they say, well, they hate us. They don't like us. People here love the U.S. You know, if you walk down the street anywhere you go, I'm at one of the major universities in Riyadh. The people love the U.S., but they're looking for principled leadership. And they're not saying that. They're very confused. It seems like everything that happens, you know, is based upon what's best for Israel. And they're saying, we understand your special relationship with them, but be fair in whatever you do. And that's all they're looking for.
Rashad in Saudi Arabia, the people there love us, yet that's not what we think, is it? That's not what we think we hear. Interesting about that. The U.S.-made tear gas has been fired. That'll make us popular there. They're using tear gas. The government's using our tear gas against the protesters. That's a wrap on this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.